move on to the next one, John, while we got you on the mic here.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just a quick update for you on our Bighorn Sheep auction license. And Chris, if you're still there, if you could quick throw up that flyer I emailed to you, that would be great. I'm happy to report that we had another great auction. We were able to raise $240,250 for the license at auction. We did auction it through the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation. Individuals were able to vote in person at their banquet, over the phone, and of course online. A couple of things to remind you of: we did expand the opportunity from Elk Mountain in the Eastern Pennington unit to the inclusion of the Elk Canyon unit, so there was an additional area that the bidder winner of the auction tag could hunt. And I'm also excited to report that Governor Noem agreed to offer, in addition to the license, the opportunity to accompany her on the governor's pheasant hunt and or the buffalo roundup. And what we're flashing up on the screen is just a one-pager that Emily and staff put together, our communications staff, and ran through the governor's office, and just a real nice advertisement and identification of what these bidders were bidding on and that additional opportunity. Just breaking it down a little bit for you, so out of that $240,250, $85,000 of that will go to the Bighorn Sheep Auction Fund, and then the $155,250 will be split in half, and part of that will go towards game production area management, and then the other half to the Second Century Habitat Fund. And so the last thing I'd mention on this one is that we're already starting to think about next year and how we can improve or do things differently, and make this better and hopefully raise some record-setting money here. And, you know, that includes looking at the venue and how we approached it this year and anything we can improve on. And of course, you know, talking about is Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation the right place to auction that license, and do we continue with them or should we pursue some other avenues? And so we'll continue those discussions and sure take a look at any ways we can improve this. But that's my report for you today, Mr. Chairman, and I would take any questions or comments.
Thanks so much, John. Anybody have any questions for John while we got him on here? Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I think that, Mr. Secretary, we'll let you, if you have any comments or direction as far as tomorrow's tour and things goes, or maybe Director Simpson can let us know what's going to happen on the tour tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll leave 17, 18, 19, and 22.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and staff. This has been a great meeting so far, and we'll continue it in the morning with those items that Commissioner Olson just referenced. We also have a little time this afternoon yet. I urge the commissioners to take a look around this facility itself. That museum over there is really interesting. Take a look, walk through there, watch the video. Just a chance to get some more time just to look around and see what we all have here to offer. Great trails in the back here behind us. Yeah, just a great place to explore a little bit. Once we are completed with these four information items in the morning, I would say at about 9 a.m. we'll head over to Palisades State Park. And that is a really neat project that we're starting there. Actually, we're breaking ground at today, I was told, or yesterday, that we have the contractor on site. And then Jeff will give us a tour of the plans, the development plans of that expansion project. It's a five-year plan that we're going to begin here. We have begun with tree plantings and grass plantings, and we're going to be putting roads in and camping camp pads and the whole nine yards. It's going to be really interesting and really neat to see. So hopefully we can make that tour in the morning. It'll be just an hour or so, and then we get everybody on the road sometime mid-morning. So that'll be the plan, and we'll see everybody back here at 8 a.m.